News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Because corporation tax receipts more than doubled in August compared to last year, according to the latest Exchequer returns. 3.7 billion raised in August this year, compared to 1.8 billion in the same month last year. Professor John Fitzgerald, huge amounts of money continue to come in corporation tax receipts. Can we now take this as a given? Can we relax in relation to this?
Well, it reflects the fact the economy is growing much more rapidly even than the Department of Finance thought, possibly even twice as fast as they had expected. So that's bringing the revenue. The corporation tax revenue is uncertain. If Trump is elected, he could change things in the US, which would have our revenue and cause a huge shock. So you've got to be guard against that, and they should be saving most of that excess revenue against the possibility of a Trump victory and Trump actually doing something effective to stop the corporation tax revenue coming to Ireland. But something which has not been highlighted, but for me is even more concerning in the figures published yesterday by the Department of Finance, is a huge overrun in expenditure. So yes, revenue is well ahead of schedule and the money's flowing in, but actually it's flowing out faster in excess expenditure, which was not planned. It's really adding to demand in the economy, adding to inflation and adding to problems on house prices.
Give us figures. What kind of overruns are we talking about? And do we know where those overruns are?
It's 2.7 billion, I think, to the end of August. So you're looking at well over 3 billion to the end of the year, current thing. Health is one area, but it's not just health. Health, housing, education, the areas which, the environment and transport are not overrun. Under Eamon Ryan's jurisdiction, but it's the other areas, and it's not just health, and this is a real problem, pumping even more money into an economy which is growing very rapidly, which is at capacity. We don't have the people to fill the jobs that are being created. The government should be slowing the economy, taking money out through either increasing taxes or cutting expenditure next year.
John, I'm getting a slight sense of deja vu, and I can imagine us having this conversation 20 years ago when the Celtic Tiger was in full boom. It wasn't corporation tax then, it was stamp duty and revenues from property, and we were ramping up spending, cutting taxes and so on. Are we heading towards the same mistakes we made 20 years ago?
Yes. Now, the consequences will be less serious because the central bank are doing their job and keeping the financial sector secure. But it's like the 2007 general election, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael was the opposition. They both competed on, we're going to spend more money and stimulate the economy. At the same time, the SRI was saying, Alan Barrett and Ida Carney of the SRI said, look, this is really dangerous. And it was actually after the election, Fianna Fáil, as finance spokesman on the election programme, acknowledged there were real risks in the economy, but the electorate didn't want to hear it, so they didn't feel they could warn of the dangers. You're seeing this time round. The government and the opposition both want to borrow more money and pump money into housing. A sense of unreality about the fact the economy is at capacity, and it's dangerous. If we hit the rocks through corporation tax disappearing or whatever, it won't be as serious as 2008 to 2013, but it would be very unpleasant and it would be unnecessary.
Okay, final point, or I don't know if it's a question or a point. You know, politicians, we're heading into a general election. Nobody ever won a general election by being fiscally prudent.
And that's not necessarily true. The 2020 election, Fine Gael were re-elected.
And John, sorry to cut across you, there are still people in this day in Fine Gael who give out about Pascal Donoghue for not splashing the cash. I hear it on a weekly basis. He costs, we would have won 20 more, 10 more seats if he hadn't been prudent. And that was because of Brexit and the potential consequences of that. They still give out about it in Fine Gael.
Oh, well, I just feel that we've run the economy well for the last decade or more. With successive governments. And this year, things are going off the rails a bit. The problem is, I can't say definitely there's going to be a disaster, but there is a possibility that things could go really wrong. And people will probably, understandably, they'll go with the optimistic view, this will go on okay.
Yeah.
But there is a risk.
Well, the optimistic view didn't serve us too well 20 years ago, so I'm with you. John Fitzgerald, Professor John Fitzgerald, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast, and a pretty stark warning about potentially going off the rails.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.